Well, know that I agree to everything that you just said. You are peace. You are love. And you are beloved. Before I get moving with the talk, I want to thank each and every one of you for all the prayers, all the phone calls and the texts and the emails for my healing. And it is moving beautifully well and at its rightful place. So I thank you. It will take several months before my vision really gets there. So you will still see me kind of doing this. So please bear with me as I have new habits now that are coming about. And so I want to start this, talk off also by thanking Reverend John Frederick for his beautiful, beautiful talk. I hadn't heard it last week, and he said, if you would have listened to it, you would have been healed by now. I get it. I think that's why the healing is speeding up. And to Reverend Ginger Hanna, thank you for telling us that we need to learn how to play tag. And especially during such a time where a lot of us were mourning, hearing about Jane, you lifted us up and reminded us that she is one with us and that she is playing with us as we speak. So thank you both for filling in so beautifully while I was gone. So I want to tell you a quick story. There were two guys who were stranded on a desert island. One's name was Bill. The other guy's name was Harry. And as they were walking along this pristine beach, untapped by mankind, on this beautiful island, of course, you probably know the story, a bottle they find along the shores. And so they pick up the bottle, they uncork it, and this genie comes out. Can you imagine that? And when the genie comes out, the genie says, well, hello, how are you doing? And the guys look at one another like, well, you know, we're all right, you know, for being on a stranded island. We're doing pretty good. When the genie goes, well, I thank you for getting me out of that bottle. It was cramped. I have been in there forever. And because I am so grateful that you got me out of this bottle, I will give you each one wish. What will it be? He turns to Harry, and Harry says, you know what? I don't need to think about it. I know exactly what I want. I want to go to Chicago. I want to be right back in Chicago. Poof! Harry was gone. And then the genie smiles and looks at Bill. And Bill, he starts thinking. And he's thinking, and he's pacing, and he's still thinking and pacing, and with his hands to his head, he goes, you know, I am so bad at making decisions. I'm just so horrible at this. I really wish Harry was back here. Poof. Wouldn't it be delightful, though? How many of you have had that dream that you wish you could, on a beach, stumble upon that magic lamp or that bottle, rub it or uncork it, and something magical will happen, and a genie will pop up and will grant you your wish? Truthfully, how many of you wish that would happen? Raise your hands. Come on. You are, you are the genie. Yes, you are. That's her name. Don't wear it out. And so, and honestly, I do believe that something magical can happen as quickly as possible. I think that we can have a wish or a goal or destination, and that thing can manifest easily and effortlessly. When we have the visions and we have the examples of Jesus the Christ, we have, and some of them are good, some of them are not bad, but I'll still throw it out there. We have so many faith healers. Today, in this day, we have so many people who can manifest what is needed in a moment. Might I add that we have some great manifestors here in the audience. Sherry Warren is one of them that I keep saying that she needs to teach a class in manifestation of greatness. I can keep pointing out people. We are all, actually, I can point you all out. What is the situation, though? Why can't we manifest in an instant? It isn't that we don't have the capability or the possibilities. It's that we don't listen to the voices. Now, I know that when we're told that when we hear voices in our head that we're a little, whether we hear them audibly in our head, whether we hear them in our heart, in our gut, we don't listen to the voices of God guiding us to do anything and everything that we need to be happy, to have heaven here on earth. Now, I should have done my homework on my own talk. I do remember standing up here doing a talk and saying, Roger, the reason why things don't happen is because we don't listen. I remember saying that a couple times. So here we are. We're talking about listening. We're talking about we have already a relationship with God. And I'm here to tell you that God is the best at the relationship. God is there to grant us each and every wish. God is there asking us, just tell me, communicate with me what you want, and I will guide us into making sure that this comes to fruition. But are we a great mate? That is the question. Because we go into prayer. Unity is all about prayer. I think most of us know how to pray and know how to pray outstandingly. The question I have for all of you and where we are going today is that once we've asked the question, once we start the communication with God, are we open and receptive to listening to what comes back to us? Isn't that what happens in so many relationships? We have an idea of what we want. And I'm talking about our human relationships, our love relationships, our friendships, our familial relationships. We know what we want. We know what we expect out of that person that we're asking stuff for, and we want it like this. And so a lot of times when we want, we go to them expecting something, and we shut off our ears. We shut off our listening devices, and all we want is what we want. And you know what? Even with God, that's all right. That's how great God is. God is like, sweetheart, my beloved, whatever you want, I will give it to you. But you have to listen to the pathways, to the roads, to the means in which anything and everything can be given to you. You know, the fantasy of the genie, it is not that far off. Because God tells us in each and every way that we can have it all. Now, may we have ears to hear. I trust that we do. God says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Jeremiah 33:3. Let me say that again. Call to me, God is telling each and every one of us, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. That's the promise of God to each and every one of us. It might be hard to believe that even for the people that we don't think should get it, they get it too. That's how marvelous God's love is for each and every one of us. That's how stupendous God is, because God loves us just the way we are. And so anytime we will ask, we will receive. But do we have the ears to hear? Well, let's talk about that. First of all, I can understand why we might not hear, because there's so much noise, so much clutter that is going on in our lives. That is what we have to decipher through. And it's hard. I can't tell you how many people come to me and say, how do I know God's voice? And I say, well, you have to listen for it. And they go, how do you do that? By listening. But see, that's the thing. I don't think we really know the difference between hearing something and listening. And there is a tremendous difference between hearing something and listening to what you hear. The reality is that we hear a lot of stuff. but we don't listen to it because we need to filter it out. Hearing something is automatic. It is actually a function, unless we're deaf. It is something that happens all the time, and our brain is filtering out all the noise, all the sounds, all the things that we hear. Listening, on the other hand, is voluntary, because it is taking us the ability, it's giving us the ability to then pick and choose what we want to pay attention to, want to affirm, understand, and remember. Get it? So hearing is involuntary. You're going, so some of you might be going, oh my God, I'm hearing her, blah, blah, blah. Some of you are listening to me and going, okay, I'm getting it. I'm understanding what you're saying. I'm trying to remember. That is the difference. So God, we can pray to God. We can hear something. The quality of life shifts when we listen. And the reason why we want to listen is so that we can have life abundantly. If we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. That's from 1 John. That's a promise that Jesus gave us. And if we know that he hears us, and that's one point, do we know that he hears us? Whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked for. There have been poems about how wonderful God is. There have been psalms and songs. Let me read you a couple of them from Psalms 18:6. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. From Sufi master Hafiz, he writes, and Sufis love God, passionate. Too wonderful is the poem that I'm reading. No one can ever paint a too wonderful picture of my heart, our God. When we're here, we praise God, we thank God, we ask God, but do we listen? That, my beloveds, is the only way, really. Once we start listening to the beloved, becoming a great partner in our relationship, having great communication back and forth, is when heaven opens up before our eyes. That is when whatever is happening in the world, whatever darkness seems to be in the world, our portion of the world becomes light. And then we become the testimony for all the darkness of everyone else. And it takes one simple thing, maybe not easy, but simple, is to change our habits and to listen. And so let's go with that. For the next 3 weeks, we're going to talk about listening. We talk about prayer all the time, different ways to pray, ways to meditate, but we don't really talk about listening. Now, we're going to kind of combine the 5 ways of listening and 3 ways of listening. Now, the 5 ways of listening is called, the first one, ignoring. We don't listen. The second one is pretending to listen. I think you guys giggle because you know what that is. Someone's talking to you and you're kind of going, yeah, yeah. It's that kind of weird shake, but your eyes are off somewhere else. There's that selective listening. Oh, in partnerships, we all, I think, know about that selective listening, don't we? And usually we're just kind of waiting for that right point, that one thing to be said so that we can jump on that without hearing the whole conversation. Yes, I agree with you. Exactly, Kathleen. Exactly. And you know what? For you out in YouTube, a lot of times you're like, what is she talking about with Kathleen? Kathleen, in her wise wisdom, at the right point in time goes, uh-oh. And that's what we all react to. And that was perfect timing. Uh-oh. Then there's attentive listening, where you are actually there, focus 100% on what the person is saying. And then there's empathetic listening. And that is you listening to yourself, listening to the other person, reading the vibes, and actually having a a whole conversation, getting a sense of everything, feeling what they're saying, being with them, and then with you. It's a beautiful thing. And that's where we want to get to. But for these next 3 weeks, we're going to work on three and work in those five. We're going to work on today, internal listening, also called the listening to me. We're going to listen to next week, the focused listening, listening to you. And in Church in the Park, we're going to talk about global listening, listening to all of us, not only humans, but the world. But today, what is this me, me, me? Listen to me. You know, actually, that isn't such a bad thing. As from the giggling, I can tell that most of us have gone through the ignoring what you're saying, partially listening, and selective listening. And really, there's no judgment here. That's all right. In many ways, that there's some ways and sometimes we have to do that. There are some ways and some reasons why we have to do that, because we can't take in all the information at once. But if we want to have a strong relationship, and I'm now talking about with God, we want to have a spiritually loving, joy-filled relationship with the source of all joy, of all love, and all good. It's one great thing to pray and ask for what you want, but we also have to listen, to have a sense of greatness. But the me is in the conversation is, I want you to be consciously listening to what you're saying and what you're thinking. To be conscious of when you're speaking to your partner, what are you feeling during the conversation? So now imagine that you're in prayer and that you're having a conversation with God. And actually, I hadn't even thought about the book, Conversations with God. I think Neil Donald Walsh goes through his feelings admirably. So you can use that as an example. While you're going through this conversation, while you're going through this prayer, while you're asking these things, ask yourself, go inside, it's all right. Listen to what you're saying, because you're consciously doing it, because you're finding out about yourself. Ask, how is this conversation I'm having affecting me? I mean, we do it all the time anyway, but we're unconscious about it. We know how we want it to affect us, but I'm talking about, how am I feeling when I'm asking for healing, per se? Do I go to a conversation in my head that this is fruitless? I've been asking for 2 years or 3 years or 4 years about my healing, and I don't think this is going to work, but they tell me to pray. Is that the conversation that you're having in your head? There's no shame, blame, guilt. It's about you finding out, being conscious of the internal conversation that you're having with yourself. What thoughts or feeling are you having in the midst of this conversation? What opinions, reactions are provoking you? What are you chomping at the bit to say to God? And a lot of times, in doing this, we ignore. That's where the ignoring comes in. We ignore what is being said because we're so caught up in our head. And while we're ignoring, we're kind of going, yeah, 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 God, yeah, 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 God. But help me, God. Why aren't you listening to me? Just do this way. That's all I want you to do. Do it this way. Find out how you are feeling. Why is this important? Why is it good for you to go through this consciously? It's so that you can see where you can make a change, where you can see where life is affecting you. You can see your own thoughts about your relationship with God. That is the most important thing. Do you have faith in God? Do you trust God? Do you have faith in your wishes? Do you feel worthy that your prayers should be answered? Being in the stage of listen to me, listen to myself, can be an admirable, admirable place, because it is your source of learning what kind of partner you are with God. Now remember, as you're going through this, and we all go through these issues, God loves you unconditionally. So if you find that as you've been praying, you ignore the sounds of God, ignore the voices, it's all right. The first step and the first stage of having and being a great partner is to find out about yourself. Find out about the voices in your head, the things you're telling yourself. Why? So that you can self-correct, so that you can change them, so that you can see where you might be falling short of your own self or not even thinking of the greatness of God. And so I will leave you with this. You have homework. It has been a long time since I've given you homework. I have been told that I have been rebuffed in not giving you homework. So here, this week, make it a conscious effort while you're going through your prayers, while you're wondering why prayers aren't answered, or even better yet, while you're seeing prayers answered, listen to your self-talk. Become aware of what you're unconsciously thinking. Become conscious of your unconscious thoughts. Because truly, once you become conscious of them, you will see how things are manifesting, why the world is being, your world is manifesting in the way it is. And beloved, let me tell you, remember that while you're going through this, if you haven't heard it, I go back to have fun, enjoy. You might want to go back to next week, learn how to play tag. Learn what the acronym is. Ginger, actually, real quick, what is playing tag again? Picture. P?
Let go, let God.
Let go, let God.
Ask in affirming ways.
Remember who you are.
Trust.
Act as if it is already done. And get ready, give gratitude. While you're remembering, seeing consciously what you're doing in this relationship. Don't talk about, I'm a bad partner, I'm a bad lover to God. No, take this opportunity to learn how to communicate better. And the best way to do that is to listen, because you will find that all God wants, no matter who you are, no matter any mistakes that you think you have made, all God wants for each and every one of us is heaven here on earth. I want heaven here on earth. I don't know about you. Do you want heaven here on earth? Then not only communicate what you want, but listen to how we can get it. With that, our week's affirmation is, I am open and receptive to hear with love as Christ I am. Let's let that ruminate, reverberate, resonate within us. And let's say that one more time. I am open and receptive to hear with love as the Christ I am. And so it is. Amen. Amen.